Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 255. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. Okay, this episode, this is pretty much another TBRU recording. But this one is unique because this is my first time recording something while I'm being worked on. So, that Friday of TBRU, I talked to Mikey from Atlanta. He's a woofy bear and he's a massage therapist. I had a session with him that Friday at TBRU, so I kind of recorded it. Yeah. So I'm simply just sharing with you guys how it is to have a massage. Maybe you have already, but you know, I just wanted to do something different. So Mikey was explaining each movement that he did. He's well trained. Yeah, he's very professional on what he's doing, and no hanky panky. Okay, otherwise I wouldn't record it. It would have been just for me if I did. Anyway, so I'm just kidding. It was a great experience, and if you haven't had a massage before, I strongly recommend it. Yeah. So now the audio you're about to hear has been edited a lot. It's about an hour. I just chopped it up to about 18 minutes, and yeah, it's supposed to be an hour long, and there was silence, and of course I don't want to bore you guys too much, so we just concentrated on the actions and explanations, the one with good audio, and yeah, it's pretty informative. Yeah, it might sound sexual or probably offensive to some people, I don't know, but if you don't want to hear it, just skip to the next episode. Go to the episode 256 with Bob Mold. Yeah, we can do that too. Okay, so here is the audio with my massage session with Mikey.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
All right. I'm shy. I'm not really sick. Okay, here, look, I'm averting my eyes.
It's okay.
I do need to know if you have any allergies that you're aware of, like skin product allergies, anything that you know?
No, I don't. There's no skin allergies.
Okay, good.
Towel. What's the towel?
Okay. I use all natural products, but even so, sometimes people are allergic to my ass.
Okay.
So, okay, you are saying primarily you want to concentrate on shoulders, mm-hmm. neck, upper back, basically.
Upper back.
What would be number two? What's the number two area? Like, just think for a second, just how you feel in your body. Like, what do you notice that feels tight or tense or anything?
Oh, the back part, mm-hmm. the upper part.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I sometimes feel, but legs, not too much, but yeah, really the back.
Okay, no problem. I mean, I tend to focus a lot of the time on the back part anyway, so that's not going to be any problem. Mm-hmm. And there's time to do like a general relaxation all over, so that just sounds pretty standard. I mean, everybody has shoulder stuff, so
yeah.
And
you're not going to step on me, right? You stand up.
Something like there's that. No bar on the ceiling for me to hang okay. from. Otherwise, yeah, I would totally just jump right on your back. But
you do that, right?
you know, it's funny you say that because I plan to take a class in that.
Oh, okay.
Not with the bars, though. I'm not going to do like the Lucy Liu, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, that's what yeah. I keep thinking about.
I'm not that acrobatic, but I do want to do some Thai-based work, Thai massage and Thai stretching. Mm-hmm. And I have had one class in that and I loved, but I want to take more and so that I can do that. And that's work done on a floor mat, mostly.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's easier if it's lower.
Right, and it's supposed to be more effective for the client and easier on the therapist. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, basically, I don't have to do anything but just, you know, rest my weight, basically. Mm-hmm. So that'll be simple, you know. Anyhow, but for this, all you need to do is we'll start you out face down.
Okay.
So just lay down comfortably on the end of the bed here, and so that you as close to the edge, so that you don't feel like you're going to fall off.
Okay.
If you feel like you're holding yourself, then I don't want that. Okay.
All right. Wait, and you can have a... Oh, how's that? Everything's okay there?
Yeah, that's not
okay. All right. Hey, everyone. This is Nard, and joining me in the show actually is Mikey from Atlanta. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, okay, you've heard a little bit of introduction of a massage therapy we're going to do right now. So, here we go. Okay.
Right.
So, what do they do? Okay.
Well, if you feel like, you can use this under your chest, because it kind of makes your neck feel better. Or you can just turn your head back and forth, just whatever feels more comfortable.
Okay.
Okay.
So you said play. You said less clothes better.
Yeah. Well, the less stuff in the way,
the
better off you are.
Oh, I have my towel.
Yeah.
All right.
So, up to you.
Towel time.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm averting my eyes again.
Okay. All right, chest. Okay, my chest over. There's a pillow on the chest.
Right. You see how that does?
Okay.
It kind of lets your head hang down. But you can turn your head back and forth if you prefer that. It's just whatever feels comfortable to you.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. The towel is good. So we got you draped.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to point out to our listeners.
Well, I'm all draped.
Okay, very good. Do you feel comfortable?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, your job for the next hour is basically just to relax and breathe. Pay attention to your breathing and how your body feels.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, at any point... feels like too much pressure, or you just don't like a certain particular move I'm doing, let me know, because I can always do something different.
Okay.
And everyone's a little bit different, and I'm not a mind reader. So.
All right, I have to say something.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can moan.
Yeah, you can make whatever noise you want, but unless you say no, ow, or stop, I won't know that it's a bad noise.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Okay. But no means no, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just start out with a little gentle rocking here, just to kind of get the muscles to start relaxing overall.
How long have you been doing this?
What is this? Let's see. A little over 5 years.
That is so good, I didn't fall asleep.
And I just got started.
Yeah. Has that happened to you before? Someone fall asleep?
Oh yeah, people fall asleep all the time. In fact, that seems to be my special power. You know, some massage therapists get different reactions from their clients, and mine tend to fall asleep and snore on me, so it's all good. I consider snoring a compliment, so I won't wake you up.
What you can do is fall asleep, and then after an hour, then,
yeah, when people fall asleep, I just read a book, and then when they get, if they go like that and wake up,
and then you go
then
back.
I like put my hands on them real fast, and I go, okay,
all right,
we're done. I'm going to do this rocking first, and then I'm going to do a little upper layer stretching. It's called myofascial release, and it's done without oil or lotion or anything.
Is there a preference of kind of oil or these ones?
Different people have different preferences usually, and sometimes therapists do. I mean, I admit there are things that I like to work with more than others, but you have to kind of gauge that by the skin type.
Oh.
Of who you're working on and the kind of work you want to do. If I want to do really deep work, I have to use like a cream, something that's thicker and won't just slide so much.
Mm-hmm.
But for just relaxation purposes, oil is pretty good. I use a gel, which is a blend of oils, and it's not as runny as regular oil, so hopefully it won't be as messy and cause the housekeepers to do too much work.
So
how's this pressure right so far?
Okay. It's a good gradual thing.
Right. This is really good for like all over the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hold this long enough, you should be able to feel it in your neck, too.
Yeah.
But this warms up the upper layers of tissue. You won't be able to see it, but your back will turn real red.
Oh, really?
As the blood flow increases to the surface. Yeah. It's called hyperemia. But it's okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's... It's not going to make you bleed.
Okay.
Right. You're just going to turn a little pink. So.
I think I feel it. It's there's a stretch in my back.
Yeah, a stretch. And it actually could feel a little bit like an Indian arm burn.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if it does, that's normal. But if it's too uncomfortable, let me know.
Well, I can understand it.
As long as it feels like either that kind of good hurt, then it's fine. But if it ever gets into a bad hurt feeling, don't let it get there. Just Yeah. Tell me before that happens if you can.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. Most of what I'm going to do is going to be nice and flowy and feel good, but sometimes the stretching can be a little intense. Alright, I did make you toothache just a little bit right there. Okay, now I'm going to apply some lubrication.
Ooh.
And start some Swedish.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think I'm drooling.
It's
so good, I'm gonna drool.
Well, that's the other reason we have the pillow under you.
Oh, that's right, okay.
to catch
sorry,
it.
Cleaner.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, you have a good skin type for this oil. So.
Oh.
This will work well.
Yeah, when you massage bears, would be what type do you use for a hairy guy?
Oh, if they're hairy, depending on how hairy they are, I can either just use a little more product of whatever I was using to start with. Although, if they're really hairy, you know, it tends to really stick to the hair and then uses up a lot more product. And then when they put their clothes on afterwards, they're kind of oily. I actually use powder on really hairy guys.
Oh, just powder.
Mm-hmm. I usually only have to do it on the back anyway, but just like cornstarch, because it'll break the friction enough where you can do the moves you want to, and it doesn't pull their hair, and it's not so messy.
What do you call that move?
What I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
This is just circular friction as I'm doing with my fingertips. I'm really assessing the muscles that are under that top layer right now.
Oh, okay.
To see what all is tense. So you've got tension going all the way down your back. You just are really feeling it more at the top.
What kind of music are we listening to?
That right there is a group called Diatonis. It's really almost more an ambient kind of music. It'll really kind of blend away into the background. Different people use different things. I usually try not to use a lot of vocals, music with a lot of vocals, because it kind of can be distracting for the client.
Like sing along.
They might be singing along in their head, stuff like that. I do have a couple of songs in there that have vocals, but I think they're almost like lullabies. I'm just, you know, I'm tired of Enya.
Oh, yeah.
This arm for just a second. And we're going to put the back of your hand right there on some other back. And I can get deeper into your shoulder.
Oh.
This is called the chicken wing.
Chicken wing?
Yeah. I'm going to use a little buffalo sauce instead of lotion.
Oh. Nice. I'll take medium.
A little. Oh, come on. I can't handle the nuclear. Yeah. I might have a nice tingle or something. We'll try that sometime. I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, the chicken wing.
Yeah, most of this stuff has some strange little name.
Uh-huh. It's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, that may or may not make any sense to the uninitiated. Some of it sounds really militaristic, like the spear hand and fist irons and stuff like that, but
I like fist irons.
Fist irons, you like, you see, you like that. Well, some people like it rough, what can I say?
Yeah.
But, they're usually not as painful sounding as they, or as actually as painful as they sound. Spear hand can be. That's more a therapeutic move.
We've been planning this for a long, long time.
Yeah. We did talk about this a while back, didn't we? It's been a couple of years at least.
Yeah.
Wow, I hope it was worth it.
Yeah. Imagine that since then you talked about it and never had a massage. So. I mean, I never did a massage, you didn't talk about it. But.
Oh, from anyone? Okay.
Yeah.
You saved yourself for me.
Yeah. I'm a massage virgin.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Oh, no. Oh. I can feel it's tense there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That is your Quadratus Lumborum, which is a Harry Potter spell.
Are you serious?
It's not really. That's what I tell my students, because it's like you pronounce it like Quadratus Lumborum, and then you flick your hand like it's a wand. But that's just a low back muscle.
Okay.
That is tied on almost everybody because it gets overworked a lot. It's sort of on the hinge of your back.
This is a different oil when it comes to the leg.
No, this is the same stuff. Does it feel different?
No.
Oh,
it just sounds different.
Yeah. Oh, I was warming it up more. Yes.
But that's essential. You just don't pour. That's
no,
you don't pour.
You don't want to just pour. Well, whether it's warm or not, you don't want to just pour stuff on people. That feels weird.
Okay. I should remember that. Don't pour. Warm it up in your fingers. Or your hands.
Yeah, and spread it out on your hands first. Because they're never really sure what it is. It's falling on them. If you're sweaty or, you know, whatever.
So, guys, remember that, okay? Warm it up in your with your hands before you wipe it off. Uh-huh. Okay. What's the weirdest massage you've ever done? Or any, do you have any experience?
The weirdest?
Maybe a weird request.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Let me think about that. I mean, I've certainly had indecent proposals.
But
I'm trying to think if there's like one that was just really weird or strange, but I probably shouldn't say.
Oh, yeah.
They might, it might incriminate someone.
Incriminate someone. Oh, that was me! Oh,
no. Yeah, well, there was this one guy who wanted to record his massage session to put it on his podcast.
That's right! That crazy guy! Oh, my God! I was in the show, and just
that one was pretty strange.
Is it hard? There's a lot of hair, like the bearded guy.
Mm-mm. Actually, I think it works better. Just seems to like it usually. You just get that crunchy sound, I guess, when you're rubbing on the hair like that, the beard here. A lot of massage therapists are squeamish to work on hairy people or overweight people, and that happens to be something I'm familiar with, so
yes,
just, you know, so I'm like, well, okay, send them to me then.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any problems with that.
Mm-hmm. In fact, if I were a massage therapist, I would probably prefer that.
Well,
you can't pick and choose.
You can't pick and choose so much like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could, but you wouldn't be doing very much work if you did.
Yeah.
I certainly work on all types.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely been told that people chose me because they felt like I wouldn't be judging their body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're right on. That means I'm, you know, that means I'm reaching my target market when that happens. So.
Yeah. You out when you're massaging someone and staring at you like this, if you're like, if he's lying down on his back.
Oh.
I would find it creepy.
It kind of,
yeah.
I have to admit, it is a little strange. Kind of depends on what's going on. I mean, if some clients are very chatty and they like want to converse the whole time and, you know, they ask me what I'm doing and how, you know, they want all these details, and that's fine. That wouldn't creep me out if their eyes were open in that event. But if they're just laying there staring at you while you work on them, that's a little weird. Yeah. You've been lifting boxes or something? Wow.
Funny.
Either very well developed arms or they're just very tight.
Oh, okay.
Some
thank you. I can't.
So I'm trying to see if that's tension.
So how many do you have this day, today?
Today, I just have one more set up for today.
Okay.
And I've got a couple more, you know, throughout the weekend. So.
I gotta go dancing tonight?
You have to go?
Are you?
Oh, am I gonna go? Probably not, because I have to get up kind of early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, but I have a session tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got an early morning session. because then I'm going to do the Woofers meetup.
Yeah, we'll do that at 11 o'clock. Yeah. 11 o'clock? Yeah.
And
I'll be there.
That's going to turn into a kind of an all-day thing. We're going to lunch and all this kind of stuff. So I didn't want to be working in the middle of all that. So.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, which means I have to turn in early tonight. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, my God. Okay. So we're going to wrap this up. I'm recording all along. There's going to be a lot of editing we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you very much
For this session. So, okay, so websites. People can contact you.
Oh, yes. www.bearpaws.biz. B-I-Z.
B-I-Z, okay. We'll put the links in the show notes. And yeah, that's the experience. It's very good. Highly recommendable. If you hear about Mikey coming over for Bear Run that you guys are in, check him out. You can get a session with him. An hour. Do you have a minimum hour? 30 minutes? Or
30 minutes is usually.
30 minutes an hour? Okay.
Yeah. But I tend to go for hour or 90 minutes.
Okay.
So I can do 2 hours. It's just up to you.
Oh, okay. So guys, check it out. Bearpaws.biz. It's Mikey. Okay.
Thanks again.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot, Mikey. And that was a great experience for me. And like I said, I don't remember any good massages I've received before. And that was probably the first one I've ever had. That is, you know, a professional one, a major one. For an hour, even. Yeah. So, Mikey, thanks a lot. And you guys want to, you know, book your massage, just go to bearpaws.biz, contact him. And I'll put the links on the show notes. And I should thank you guys for enduring about 20 minutes of audio about massages and how it sounds like. Well, there's not much sound in it. It's just like descriptions of how the massage went. And I really trimmed it down. I don't want to bore you too much. Okay, so yeah, thank you for listening. If you want to send your comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com or you can call the voicemail in at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Also, visit the official website at bearpodcast.com. You can friend us at MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook. And subscribe by iTunes and leave us a review there. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. And the next one was with Bob Mould. Yeah. And thanks again. Talk to you later. And whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.